And welcome to Remember When with Dave O'Doherty, a podcast where I, Dave O'Doherty, ask my guests to remember when something happened in pop culture history that had some sort of effect on them. You can buy tickets to see my new show, The Hen Do, which will be in the Opera House and an NI regional tour this autumn winter at gh.co.uk. You'll find tickets on the internet if you just Google The Hen Do. If you Google The Hen Do, you might just find hen do things to do. If you Google The Hen Do, Opera House Belfast, gh.co.uk is where you need to go to get tickets to that. Today, my guests are boxer and boxing manager Jamie Conlon and comedian Jordan Robinson.
Hello.
I introduced you there like it was a...
Yeah, like it was like a proper boxing fight, yeah.
Why am I not doing...
You really should.
Why am I not doing that for the comedians boxing?
I'm actually really looking forward to that.
Who is doing that? Tommy?
Yeah, Tom McCarthy's doing
it. He's doing it. Yeah. You have a hand in it all, don't you?
Aye, wee bit.
Two hands.
Located in gloves. I have two hands in gloves.
Yeah. Have you secretly trained with anybody?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are you not?
It's all going to be new to me.
Okay.
What is your husband like? Or your
He's flat out. Although I think he's hurt himself. I wonder when this is going out because he's trying to keep it a secret. he's a bit sore. He's training flat out. He really is.
Looking at himself in the mirror and all in the shadow box.
Oh, he's beating me up. Yeah. He's taking it really seriously. He's doing so much shit talk online as well to try and like just forget the crack of it all, isn't he? And he's taking it really seriously. He's training like at least once, maybe twice a day, like both fitness and sparring and stuff. And he's been sparring with like Mickey and Patty and a few of the guys, but I think he thinks his chances are good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I think everybody thinks his chances are good.
Yeah.
Not to say anything about Pete, but yeah, I think Sean has it.
The guy he's fighting, the other comedian Pete Giffen, another comedian had said to me that he messaged them as well. People need to stop on their podcasts saying about how much I'm going to get my head kicked in.
That's especially why I said that there.
Yeah. He's like, everyone's saying I'm going to fucking get battered. It's just so.
Do you think it gets spill over into like an actual fight at a comedy store, comedy club?
Oh, easily. I think Sean has done that much to talk online too that he's like, are we fighting?
Are we friends or not?
I don't know. But I think with my husband, if he had the opportunity when he was younger, he'd have fucking loved to have been a boxer.
Oh, serious?
Yeah. I think it was never something that was in... You've done it since you were really young. It's been something that's in your family and something that... Didn't your daddy train you and stuff as well?
He did, aye.
So something that was
tricked his door to go, that was the only thing.
What do you mean? Here's a Snickers, throw it under the boxing ring.
Technically, yes. He said, I'll give you 50 quid if you stay for the year.
That's a lot of money at that age.
But he was never going to give us 50 quid. Three nights a week for the full year, me and my brother Brenton. And he convinced me to go because Brent wanted to go. He had said, Mick, I played football. And he said, Mick alone is small like you, but he boxed and he got brilliant.
Yeah.
And I went, fucking let me Mick alone.
Like a middle of the footballer.
I didn't want to be no boxer. No. I wanted to be a footballer, but he tricked us to go. And then we were just in. Mick, on the other hand, he actually enjoyed hitting people.
Oh, right, okay. So he you kind of just drag him off the street.
You had to keep him in
a disciplined manner.
There was a bit of difference between us two.
Parents tell awful lies to their kids, don't they? To get them to do the amount of times I'm drinking Pepsi Max and my daughter's like, juice, and I'm all, that's mummy's medicine. You can't have that until you're busy. I'll blow your fucking brains out. You're only one. You're not allowed that. So it's always been in your lives then, growing up. Whereas my husband, I think he's like, that's something I'd have absolutely loved it on. And I was like, you're on the wrong side of 30 now. He's 40th this year. So yeah. He wouldn't be the oldest one boxing. Paddy would be older than him, wouldn't he?
Yeah, Paddy and Ronan, I think.
That's out all their ages now.
No, Ian's 40, 44 and a half.
And a half?
I think so, yeah.
That's so creepily
specific. Oh, yeah.
There's paramedics on standby here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a bit more dangerous than I initially thought.
Are there paramedics on standby? Yeah, oh, good, yeah, okay. Because I was thinking that, because I'm going to it, but like as a spectator to just enjoy. And
Does he look different to you in terms of his physique, or is he just still look the same?
I don't see him with his clothes off, Jamie. No. He's a few extra braces. No, he does. He's very fit. He's always been fit and athletic, Sean. So he's much more fit and athletic now. I'm looking his direction. But yeah, he's definitely like putting on the time.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
But then I wonder, so like the main fight of the night is Ronan and Paddy.
Paddy, aye. Yeah.
Because they're the biggest. Isn't that how it works normally? The big guys go last.
Or they're the biggest draw.
They're the biggest draw. I think it's the biggest guys and a good draw as well, I suppose.
Mm. And they both have fighting experience as well, because Ronan used to do like MMA and Paddy used to do a bit of boxing, didn't he?
He keeps saying this.
Yeah.
I did not believe him when he said it. I think... He does
keep telling people he has, yeah.
Oh, but I don't believe a word of it. Yeah. Absolutely not. Like, I think they've got fighting experiences and like they used to get... like dragged apart in school from people. I don't know if it was like in the ring or like trained. Do you know what I mean? I think that's a completely different thing, isn't
it? Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But it'll be great. So is your company providing?
We're just helping along. So
yeah,
helping with Joe and stuff like that. But it's been interesting hearing how it's all gonna play.
Are you scundered for them all? Do you know when you're all like stop trying to be a fighter?
No.
I'm scundered for them all. No, I'm not. But
be
you right. know,
they'll be grand.
I did a white collar boxing event about 10 years ago in the Europa where we trained for like six weeks and did it for charity. Mm-hmm. And it is the fucking hardest thing in the world. Boxing is so much harder than I think any other sport. I think it's much more, the fitness is ridiculous. I think way more than all of the other types of fighting. But I remember doing it and like just being like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I'm so fucked. Like afterwards it was like a car crash.
Were you okay getting punched?
No, I was crying.
as you're fighting
a little game, we were both just crying. I think so, but I think I went down with such a defeatist attitude. I think I went, which is, I think, half the battle. Yeah. Like I went on going, oh, I've lost this fight. She was a rugby player. And I was like, she's an actual athlete. She's much fitter than I am, and she's going to win. So I went down with a defeatist attitude, I suppose. But I remember just being like, this is the hardest thing in the world. And also the thing is that if you watch any footage of it, like, you know, you think you look the part when you're training and when you're sparring and all, but it's like almost like a choreographed dance, and then you go into the ring and it's like every woman for themselves and everyone's just like
limbs everywhere.
When you haven't trained for years, like a couple of months isn't enough that when you go into the ring you don't just lose your shit and just start whacking things, which is what happened. And we looked ridiculous. I mean, it didn't look like a boxing fight. It didn't look like nobody was boxing. Yeah. It just looked like a scrap that she won. So
in your head, did you think I look brilliant?
No. Okay. I knew I looked shit.
Okay.
I was like, no. Whenever we were training, I was like, I look. There's photographs. You know, they take like photographs in the training session. That's all. I look like a fucking boxer. I look great. And then you get into the ring and you're all, I look like a 14-year-old in school who's scrapping over a wee fella. That's what I look like. My hair's all pulled out and all. It was brutal, so I don't think I did.
What made you do it?
The fame and the glory.
We're all chasing
it was, do you know what it was? It was actually Sean. Sean was like the opportunity company. He was like, let's do this. He did it as well. He won his fight. I don't know.
Oh, so he has form. He's 1-0
then.
So he's
1-0.
Yes.
He's secretly 1-0.
He's obnoxious.
He's fighting under a false name.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fighting under Shane Todd. Would you not be up for it, Jordan?
I think I'm doing something with it.
Oh, you are? That's right.
Yeah, but medically I don't think I could have fought at all.
Okay.
It's like me and William were kind of excluded from that. I think me and William would have made a good fight.
Well, I think that would have been fair.
Yeah, because height, we're the same.
Yeah.
And that's all you need in boxing, right? The same height. And then that's it. It's nothing to do with ability or anything
No, I know. It's funny, isn't it?
I don't know. I say that would probably be a good fight, but William probably still would have kicked the shit out of me. Like,
I don't know. I think he might have been afraid to hurt his face.
You were a kid, though, that's how they would have, like, matched you.
Just your height.
Oh, yeah, just your height.
He just would have grabbed you. No, hang on. That's why Paddy Barnes is so good, because he's fighting, like, six-year-olds the whole time.
Yeah.
So grabbed you height by height. Oh, you're about the same height, go ahead.
So sly.
Paddy's standing there with a Tyshawn, right? Find some kid he hasn't got a pube.
That's how we used to match up in school, but will you go with him? Will you go with her? The same height.
Then I would never have got a girlfriend.
But I was always tall, so I was taller than every boy in school. Like when I was a teenager, I was always taller than all of the boys, which is like a disability. It was like,
I was gonna say it,
the worst. Yeah. No one wants to go with you. You're so tall.
Gigantor in the corner, just standing there
on her own. Everyone's lined up kissing. You're like, I'll time you. That's all I can do.
I'll keep watch.
I'll keep looking around. Everyone in our school used to go and kiss on the top floor of the swimming baths. The swimming pool didn't have floors to it. It was like the leisure centre did. We used to go, people go up to the top floor and kiss after swimming on a Friday. And I was like, someday that'll be me. Do you know what I mean? There's not a nook that people in your school used to go to.
We were in all boys' school, so...
So was I, but after... there were other boys that lived in Derry.
Okay.
That we used to meet up with.
No.
Well, I went to boarding school.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Where?
Methody.
Is that still a boarding school?
It's closed in 2010.
What ages were you in boarding school from and until?
2004, and I got expelled in like 2008.
Why did you get expelled?
Because I kept running away.
To where? Home?
Well, trying to get to my granny's house. Because, like, my granny still lived here, and I had, like, other family members.
Aye.
But my dad was like, nah, just going to boarding school. Because they went off to Canada.
Aye.
And they left me and my brother here.
I feel like you need a hug.
I know, I do.
Jordan. I can't believe I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Well, that is... very sad, but it's also very interesting. Tell me
what
more.
What is life in boarding school? Is
yes.
It's not Harry Potter.
I was going to say, is it Hogwarts here?
No. But like, just where you were saying, like, about going to like a place and stuff like that to make out and something like that. All we had was where we used to pay like one of the sixth years to go get his like smokes and like beer and stuff like that. And we went up, there's like a bell tower kind of thing. And we had like loads of like, I don't know if they were like urban legends and stuff like that, but like rumors that like, you know, it was haunted and all that kind of stuff. And all the boarders that had to stay there over the weekend just went up, smoke and drank to their heart's content because the boarding master didn't really give a fuck. Well, no. Okay. They probably would if they knew what was happening, but they were just like, they're just having fun. Yeah.
So how does it work? Are you in a different building to sleep?
No. It's we were above the maths block. So it's... Methody's like a huge
of
place.
All the blocks.
Yeah, I know, right? So
you
want
to
like
be above Hitchy, where you're awakened to the smell of bread being baked, but not above Pythagoras' theorem.
It was like this huge big place, and the girls' boarding was on the other side in this place called MacArthur Hall. And that was where we all, it was like the mess hall where we all went and got food. And then the study hall was underneath, it was in the math block, and we had to stay there for like the... There was like 3 hours of study a night. So you get out of school, you get like maybe half an hour to an hour to yourself, go get food, go do study. And then there's like sports hall. Hmm. And like that was the routine like through the week. And then on the weekend, you could just do whatever you want.
Wank.
Oh, it was the worst. It was the worst.
That's mad. Mm. I didn't know that world existed here.
Mm. So, I still think there is some boarding. Like, I
because
think
like that
Campbell,
would have been 2 seconds ago. Because like you're, what age are you?
29.
Yeah, you're younger than me.
Yeah.
That would have been like 2 seconds ago.
I went in, first year in 2004.
So when you got expelled, where'd you go?
Simfield High. My parents had to move back home.
Oh my God.
I think they were planning on it.
Right.
But this was like the final, it was the straw that broke the camel's back and was like, right, we'll move back home.
Someone needs to look after him. That's wild.
But the weirdest thing was my parents moved back home because I got expelled from boarding school. But my brother stayed on in boarding school.
Oh, they were like, he's okay.
Yeah, he's fine. We'll just continue to pay to keep him there. And we'll just bring Jordan home.
Is it expensive?
I don't know. Sure it is. I, like, my parents held it over me for a while. You're like, do you know how expensive this is?
They chose to put you there. Exactly. I'm sure you weren't 11. Like, please, can I go be sent away?
I'm not going anywhere unless it's a grammar school, you know? But yeah, so that was fun times.
Were the boys and girls mix?
In school, yes, but not after in boarding or anything.
Did
like
anybody
that.
Get knocked up?
There were some rumors, but nothing substantiated.
I think it has to be more than a rumor because being knocked up.
Oh, there's evidence.
There eventually is a child. I've heard.
So I've been told, yeah.
So it's like 5 years. The rumor is that like, girl's still pregnant. She's been pregnant since she was 11. That's the sort of shit that does grow in school, isn't it?
Yeah, but to say I liked it was probably a lie.
Do you have friends now from boarding school?
No.
because you think that's such a life experience to go through that even if he didn't, like, it's like a real, I'm sure there's nobody else you know who's went to boarding school.
Ian Thompson.
Shut up! That's one of the other comedians fighting.
Yeah. So Ian is like one of my best friends, and he was on the podcast there recently, wasn't
yeah.
he? So we have a lot of synchronicities that complete that it's so weird. So we went to the same boarding school, like he's the guy that's 44 and a half, so it's weird that my best
half, like in your talk.
That's how they do it in boarding school, you do it in half years.
Years, yeah.
They get a cake every 6 months.
Ian went to the same boarding school I did. We lived in like two streets apart when he used to live over in Dunfermline, when I used to live in Dunfermline,
yeah.
two streets apart. When my dad passed away, our house got repossessed. And the estate agent that sold the house was Ian.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. And now I babysit his kids.
It's creepy, but it's serendipitous.
It's scary how many...
He's babysitting kids.
Well, that is. Like, if I was
they
to,
think it's creepy as well. Sorry.
If I was to hire a babysitter, there's other people I would choose.
I think Ian was just strapped for cash and needed someone to look after the kids, and I was there. So.
You're the manny.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is, like, the whole boarding school thing is wild because you just don't know if anybody goes to boarding school. Like, you don't know. Like, at the weekends, you didn't leave to go anywhere.
So I had,
like... could you still go out around the town?
For 20 minutes at a time.
Really?
There is a place, it's where the Centra is now, just beside the Fisherwick Church, just on down from Methody. It used to be a convenience store called Simpsons. And we used to go there, we had, like, 20 minutes to go out. We always went there. After school and stuff like that, but I had like a part-time job on like Saturdays. Do you remember Delaney's on Rosemary Street? It was on the corner just beside Fresh Garbage. I used to go in there and clean dishes.
Oh yes, I know what you're talking about. The wee diner.
Yeah. So
it's
I used
Cafe Nero now.
Yeah, that's the one. I used to go there for 3 hour shifts to clean dishes, and that was the only time I was allowed out because I had a job.
So, but on the weekends you weren't even allowed to go fart about.
Nope.
You had to go to the sports hall or the mess hall?
They had like a pool room and the Sky TV and stuff like that because it was Methody, so it's,
yeah.
you know, but...
So you couldn't get out and get dating?
No.
You stay in a room of other people?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's like in first year...
There was like Gryffindor. Slytherin.
There was like 14 other people in my first year.
All boys or girls?
Just all boys. Bunk beds.
In your room?
Yeah, bunk beds.
Oh, I bet you that stank.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That smells of gas from here.
Yeah. And like,
I can smell that ass from the past. Stank.
And at that age, nobody cares about their personal hygiene or anything like that.
No,
so
of course
it was almost
not.
a sign of dominance, this person that stunk the most, like.
Oh, really?
Sounds like the jungle.
yeah.
Just dominance.
Yeah.
Bell's pissed in the corner.
That's a sense.
No one come over here. Yeah. I've marked my territory.
That's Mohammed taking a shit on you. He's come over and fucking knock you out with his pong.
John's sitting on fucking Connor's head, picking out
picking the nuts
out. It was so weird, like, because growing up in that kind of thing, the normal, like, I was super into wrestling at that time, and so was, like, everybody else. So
yeah.
We would watch like Monday Night Raw, and then afterwards when it was like lights out, we would go like,
wrestle.
Right, we're going to recreate everything we've seen here.
I feel like the last thing that group needs is to get sweatier.
And just run together and rub each other in the middle of the night, dark, wrestling.
But genuinely, there was a like 3 week period after, I can't remember what like pay-per-view wrestling thing it was, but it ended up with three of the boarders having broken collarbones from just wrestling after watching it.
Did teachers stay there?
So they weren't teachers, they were just guys. No, they
prison guards. Imagine you thought it was boarding school, but you really were just in like juvie or whatever. It's like you were just being dumb.
There was people who had like different jobs outside of school, and then there were some teachers from other schools that were. It was essentially like a job, just looking after these people. You're staying over and boarding and making sure they go to bed on time and they wake up on time.
And do they stay awake all night, like night shift?
I think the matron did. I can't really remember. We had two matrons as well. They were lovely.
I love that somebody is actually, their job is actual matron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, and we weren't allowed saucy. To, we weren't allowed to call them names or any, they're like.
No, you're not allowed to do that anyway.
No, we couldn't call them by their name. We had to call them matron.
You couldn't call them by the... Well, I suppose in school, you're not like call your teachers by their real
true,
names.
True, but we also got detention for, like, if we fucked around or anything like that in boarding school, we would have, like, detention at the weekends and stuff like that.
But you're already in detention.
Detention.
It's basically like you had to stay in one room and you weren't allowed to play, like, pool or anything like that or watch TV.
Room on your own?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably bliss.
That's brilliant.
14 other fellas all in the corner.
Always trying to get in trouble. Yeah.
Solitary, solitary confinement. This is you.
Please. I know. That's what I always think about. Like, do you know, whenever you fly, like you go to an airport and you feel like your flight gets delayed. When you go to fly.
Why did the E...
Fly.
Keep going there.
From Derry.
Fly B.
We've gone bust. When you go to an airport and you go to flight and like the, you know, get your flight gets delayed by like a certain amount of hours and you're like, oh, you're going to hear, oh God, I'm stuck in the airport on my own with nothing to do. And then you're like early 20s or when you're a childish, you're all, what a fucking ball ache. But when you're a parent and you're busy and you get told your flight's delayed by 6 hours and you have to sit in the airport on your own, you're like, this is bliss. This is the spa day. I'm going to sit here and not listen to any kids and not have anything. I'm going to be on my own for like 5 or 6 hours. That's unreal. That's the same sort of thing. You're like, well, you actually just want to get
just
stuck
a wee
by
time
yourself.
Out. Yeah, that sounds nice.
I cannot believe I didn't know that about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is so interesting.
Thank you.
I mean, wee bit horrific.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. I have a lot of trauma from it.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah. God, yeah, you would, wouldn't you? Mm. Do you not talk about it on stage?
I used to. It's old material, though. The joke was I went to boarding school and not many people actually know this, but the term boarding school actually comes from the Latin word consensus scula, which roughly translates into English as my parents didn't love me. Yeah. I missed that. I might actually bring that back.
No, you should, because I think that's great. That's great. Yeah. I mean, very sad. but great. You had a normal school experience, I assume.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Great time. Did you like school?
No, I was all right though.
Were you good in school?
I was quiet.
But I mean, you were well behaved?
I would say
so. Yeah. Were all your brothers well behaved in school?
No, two of them weren't.
Where are you in the...
I'm the oldest.
Oh, you're the oldest?
I'm the oldest.
Oh, do you know, I always find the oldest though is like, ends up being like the sort of nicer, quieter one because the younger ones come along and they're like, fuck... And they have to just like learn to like, because I remember when Sean had three sons before I met him, and I remember the two youngest ones had a hand each. You know, when the oldest one, he was only like 7 or 8 at the time, but he was like, there was no hand for him to hold, you know, if Sean was holding the two younger ones. And I was like, he has to learn to be like quite independent and grown up from quite young. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Whereas I was the youngest in my house, so I still...
Getting baby.
Have a dodo.
I'm the exact same. And that's probably why I do stand-up, just for the attention.
Yes.
You're the youngest as well?
Yeah, youngest.
You need the attention.
But it was weird. My brother's only like 13 months older than me.
Yeah, so different parents.
my mum said that my brother was not planned, but I was, because my mum didn't want to go back to work.
Oh, my maternity was
okay.
She
wanted another maternity leave, so that's nice to be wanted, you know?
Yeah, I can really understand why this guy's been in the comedy.
Yeah.
It's real.
But it's one of those things where you're like, I gotta make money out of my trauma, or I'm going to be really sad.
Exactly.
But it was like whenever I was doing IVF to have winter, I was like just writing notes about it constantly because I was like, I'm gonna make this money back.
Gonna make this work for me.
Yeah. I'm gonna turn this on them. Make it funny and write stuff about this, and then I've written a show about it that will be out next year, and I was like, that's the aim of the game. Write about your trauma, make it funny, sweep it under the carpet and don't deal with it.
And let everyone else laugh at it.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Yeah.
Exactly.
You look after Ian's
mm-hmm. Ian's two kids.
Is it a boy and a girl?
Boy and a girl, and I don't remember what age they're like 13 or something.
They're just, they're younger than you.
One's in grammar school and one is in P7 at the minute.
So okay. They're old enough to use a microwave.
Oh, yeah. So just I don't have to. All I have to do is drive. That's all I have to do.
With them in the car?
Oh, yeah.
To places?
Yeah. Pick them up from school and they do everything else.
Yeah.
They're great kids. Great kids.
That's great when they get that age, but yours are all wee. You said you have 3 under 5.
Aye.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Man. Do you want a wee nap?
I do the scooter runs as well, do all that.
Do you? And I suppose, like, when you're boxing and travelling a lot too, like you have been, a lot of people put like starting families on the back burner.
At my last faith.
Yeah, was Tracy just was before. Dying. Yeah.
She was just pregnant.
Well, that's perfect timing. Yeah, because it's quite. Because I remember when your brother was on the podcast, he was saying like he would miss a lot of stuff. Like
he still do. I didn't think it was going to be as busy
as a boxing manager.
Thing would grow to what it's went.
Yeah.
But I remember saying like to Tracy, like that's like cause I would have lived in Spain for.
Yeah.
9 months of the year.
Aye.
Then we were in Glasgow for that, so it wasn't even around.
Yeah.
And then
I'm so bit of
who
not.
Owns that baby?
Yeah.
But it was Hing. So we had just bought our first house. Well, we were renting the house, then we just bought our first house.
Yeah.
And we were having our first baby. And I was like, I'd said to her, win, lose, or draw in this fight, like, I'm done. You know, we're okay. Like, you know, we'll figure out what's going to happen after this. But I couldn't be away no more.
Yeah.
And then we just kept knocking them out after that. We never got a TV on. It was just because
good old Catholic family.
Isn't it? And it's all been like no one's been like Jordan here. No one's been planned. It's been
you know, fire them off. As
you just say. But three girls. When? Four, three, and one.
And all girls done.
I live by the sword, die by the sword. So you just fucking never know. Like,
you just don't know.
Flick it up in the air and see what happens. But
well, that's how we do it in our house. Flick it up in the air and see what happens.
But it's a big shack. The third one's a big shack.
Yeah.
We had just got a second house and we had no furniture, nothing in the kitchen, nothing in the living room. We were only in about a week. Mm. I'm just waiting on settee and all the kind of. And I was never playing on the floor with the two kids and Tracy said, fuck it. I don't know, and we're laughing about it.
Hi. You're
like, hardly. I'll go. Yeah. And I was like, I bet you are. And then I just remember turning around there, she's standing like,
oh.
I was like, what? And then I was like, I'm going, fuck it.
Do you ever see people online who do reveals to their partner that they're pregnant, but they like have a baby scan and like a wee baby girl and all, and you're like, you waited 3 months to tell your partner that you're
scary,
pregnant? Like, how do you walk around the house going, in 10 weeks, I'm going to tell him? It's fucking mad.
Well, obviously, for obvious reasons, I couldn't do that because like, if I buy someone a present, they know like instantly I can't hold my shit like whatsoever.
Do you mean you can't hold it because your hands are shaking? Jordan is barking.
Oh, do you?
I
thought like you were saying you just don't get up early, so I thought
No.
And I just made a really rude joke about it, saying he can't hold his presents.
No, it's just like seeing people happy.
Oh yeah. Oh, you just want to give them their presents as soon
exactly,
as
exactly.
You...
Yeah, I can't do that. Like that's why I have to leave all my like Christmas and birthday like presents
shopping the last minute
to the last second, or I will just
have to buy
start.
Them again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's
I do that too. Sean's like that. Like I was planning a trip for Sean's 40th, which is in December. And because I was so like pat on the back delighted with myself that I was organising a trip for him and I was like so selfless, I told him about it straight away. and then do you know what his response was? He was actually on the podcast last week and I did say this, but he was all to me, my birthday's in March, and he goes to me, what will I get myself for your birthday? And I was all, what do you mean? He goes, well, you've organised a trip for mine and you're also going on it. So I was like, you cheeky bastard. Like he'd rather just go on and go by himself, child free, and have a great time. He's like, you cheeky bastard.
No, Tracy done something like that with my 30th. Booked New York.
Mm-hmm.
Came, like New York, and it's us New York. And I said, fuck, okay. But thing is, like, I just got the flights.
Will you book the accommodation?
Yeah. It's like, what am I by myself
no,
this present
I love when someone's like, here, happy birthday. Can you pay like a grand towards this thing?
But unreal, like, great trip. But
Have you been to New York fighting?
I never fought Mick has.
Have you been for work though?
Yeah. Loads.
Yeah. It's a different experience if you're going to, because I've been for work and for,
yeah,
for like tourism.
Yeah,
it's a tourist.
It's
a holiday. That's what you're called in your holiday, isn't it? It's obviously a completely different experience. I even think that about London. If you go for like a work thing, it can be very grim. Like it can be really, but if you go and you're there like a tourist, you're like, this is the best city in the world. Like you're.
That's like everything, though. You have the same.
It's your
taking the hat off and you're.
Yeah. Walking your outlook on it.
Yeah.
So you just went to New York for your 30th.
Aye.
Sean and I went for the start of our honeymoon, and then went on to do a cruise. But whenever I was in, do you know the red steps that you can sit on Times Square? Yeah. Like big perspex sort of steps. Oh no, this is when I was over doing a show. So sat on the steps with the girl who wrote the show. And we were chatting away. And this man came over and was all, he was from, I think he was texting or something. He was all like, where are you from? And all, and I was like, well, from Ireland. Mm-hmm. And it turns out his sister lived in Craigavon, where I lived, and he used to go to the church that was the bottom of my street. And it was this fucking black guy from Texas. And I was like, how mental is that? I met on the Perishbeck Squares in Times Square. And I was like, how? You can go nowhere. Yeah. Like with this accent. And then people just go, I know someone who has that accent.
The exact same thing happened to me. My dad was a huge rugby fan. And he took us to New Zealand for the British and Irish Lions tour in 2005. And we were at, I think it was in Auckland, for the match against the All Blacks. And there was this guy that was sat maybe like two rows in front of us that kept like turning around and looking at my dad. And then it was like half time and they went to get like a beer or something like that at the refreshment stand. And they go like, you live in Sinfield. And apparently the guy was like literally, he owned the Maxall in Sinfield that we always used to go to get petrol from.
Like how, like it's the smallest wee country and you go and there are people, we're everywhere.
The other side of the world.
We love to spread our seed. Like we are everywhere. I remember the Derry Journal one Christmas, the front picture of it, like on Christmas week or maybe like Boxing Day, whatever it was. It was like 38 Derry people on the beach in Melbourne that all met up to have dinner, and I was like, what the fuck, all there for separate reasons. And I was like, that is like the epitome of here. It's like, we'll go away somewhere, but we're like, where's the Irish bar and are the other Irish people?
Where's the other Irish people?
It's conjugal again. Have you done much travelling then?
Aye.
Yeah, for work as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's your favourite place you've been?
I think New York it probably is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it has a bit, every time you go, it's a different look.
Yeah. Paint it.
Yeah.
they clean it something.
You open a different door and you walk into a different room.
Yeah, you walk in that door.
Brisbane was good as well in Australia. Went to Brisbane, was very good.
I've not been.
Trying to think.
Have you been to Australia? Have you been to New Zealand? Yeah.
No, I used to live in Australia as well.
Did you?
I've been all over the shop. No, it was a cultural exchange program.
They let us out one Saturday and we went to Brisbane.
I used to live in a place called like Surfers Paradise.
Yeah,
on the Gold Coast.
That's beside Brisbane.
And it's kind of like the Magaluf of Australia.
Right.
Because whenever somebody like finishes like university, they go to Surfers Paradise and it's like a fucking party town kind
for
of thing.
For Aussies? Like for people in Australia? Where they finish, that's where they go?
Mm-hmm. And I worked in an Irish bar called Fiddler's Green.
Yeah.
And it was fun. Lived in a hostel. It was great.
What were we there for?
Like 2 months and thing. But then I was in Melbourne and then I went up to Rockhampton. So all in all, it was about a year. But only a couple of months in.
Were you fresh out of boarding school or were you much older?
No, much older. Okay. This was like 2015.
It wasn't like a rebellious act?
No.
Did
no.
I?
No, it was
love that you went from sleeping with 14 different other students in a boarding school to like staying in a hostel and sleeping with like 14 other foreigners.
I cannot sleep unless there is at least another 13 people snoring beside me. It's the only way I can get a good night's sleep.
Yeah. And do you play white noise for babies? You're just playing snoring, various men snoring.
when you were boxing,
yeah,
like amateur boxing,
yeah,
you toured the world. It's the best thing about amateur boxing.
Mm.
You see various different places.
Mm-hmm.
We went one time to Hinckley, Minnesota.
Oh, right.
Oh, insane place. Just middle of nowhere, Hickville.
Oh, really?
We all thought, in our way, let's go walk. I think Frampton was with us and Paddy, maybe. Went out anyway, walking snow up to here. No, everyone giving this. People coming out of their yards with guns and stuff because they were...
Because
one goes a walk. But it was just, there was a big casino just in the middle of nowhere.
Oh my God. You got shot because nobody goes a walk.
No one goes a walk in the cold. And we were all thinking, let's go. And the way the boxing was finished, we should have realised from the week that we were there that this place is like a different breed. You know, they're a bit different than what we're expecting. But anyway, we went out to like this hick bar after, and it was all lane dancing and stuff like this.
Yeah.
I won't name the boxer, but the rest of us came. He just went off and was dancing with he's tiny, smaller than me. Not Paddy Barnes.
I was going to say, Paddy Barnes.
You're giving it away.
Not Paddy Barnes. He's from down south. Smaller than me, bigger than you, taller waist, but bigger. And she had these big, massive boobs. He just had his head buried in her boobs, no dancing like that the whole night. We fucked off. We were leaving the next morning, they got up and there was still no sign of him.
He's fucking lost in our tits.
No sign of him. And he just randomly comes in, fucking blood all over him, cut, whatever. I says, we have to go up and get your bags. You have to go. We're fucking to get our flight. And anyway, he comes back down. He'd got her and a fella kidnapped him in a trailer in the middle of nowhere in Minnesota.
No. What for?
They were bringing him somewhere that he doesn't know. He has no clue. He knocked out the bird and jumped out the side door. Right? Climbed over a barbed wire fence. The guys are chasing them. The fella's chasing him. Finds himself a barn. No. Falls asleep in the hay in the barn. Wakes up to a shotgun in his face from the guy who owns the barn. Says,
is this
get the fuck out of my car. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, who?
Traveller guy from down south. Fucking best story I've ever heard.
In two near-death situations in one night.
He had no clue what was going on.
How did he knock her out?
He just hit Jack. He was going to fight Paddy Barnes in some white collar thing, exhibition, charity. And I told Paddy, please don't. He says,
he'll kill you.
I'll kill you.
Yeah.
But, it was what a trip.
That is wild.
But like every trip, there's a kind of similar story.
A mad story.
A mad story. But that nearly says name, but that was unreal. And I think that's the best one.
Yeah.
In terms of what you're saying, like best places to go.
Oh my God.
Hinckley, Minnesota.
Don't go there.
It's a terrible place to go, but it had a great story.
Yeah.
And just the way he had come in and told it, no tears in his eyes. He's bleeding, bloody nose, coat, freezing purple coat. While we're all sitting laughing at him saying, get your bag.
Do you know whenever someone comes in and starts talking a sort of guy and you're all, no one believes you, wise up on it. But he's obviously the sort of guy who comes in and you go, oh, this did happen.
You'd seen the way he was and he was like, holding her hands and just going like, we're all laughing. I was telling the story last week in London to someone. And I was saying, like, I remember having the photo on my phone and all of him dancing, like, with the girl and stuff like this. But it's an old phone.
But imagine if he never returned, right? And, like, that would have been safer for you continuing on your trip. But also, like, you'd have had that photograph. Yeah. It would have been, like, an episode of Taken.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Even, like, that would have been the first clue to lead you. That's very exciting. I want to be there. I want him to stay with the woman and then get taken off to where he's going. Then we can try and find him. But maybe they were taking him to the circus because he was so wee. Like
maybe they were going to pit him. Massive hands, like two hands the size of one, but he's small and he's like got these big long arms.
They were going to pit him in a glass case and get people to pay to come
and
see
he's
him.
Ginger,
even better.
Yeah, now you can charge more.
Yeah, now people will pay to slap him.
He has no soul. Gingers have no soul. No. So, no offense.
That is wild.
There's a casino in Hinckley, Minnesota, and they're all around it. There's nothing else.
Not it's enough. Mad because, like, you think, like, none of that shit happens in real life or doesn't happen to us, do you know, like on your front doorstep or whatever, but shit like that happens to people. Like, do you ever, like, you have a friend who just always finds himself in an absolute fucking mess, you know, or turns up with them. Like, I remember the first, this isn't sort of relevant, but the first, I used to take seizures all the time, but we couldn't figure out why. Fun.
How did it stop?
It doesn't. 2 years clean. Every now and then one will just pop up. Like, I had one about, in the pandemic was the last one, but they just sort of, every now and then I just have a seizure and everyone's like, oh, jeepers, there's another one. We don't know why. I've had loads of brain scans and all, they're like, she's fine. Yeah. Imagine I was letting on.
That's what I've been with the ET as well.
Yeah. Just a real awkward situations. I'm all, oh fuck. Just like throw a seizure out. Something just gets too awkward for me. I just do a seizure. Get out of here. Ring an ambulance. But I remember the first time I took a seizure, and this is probably representative of how much an attention seeker I must have been as a teenager, because I took a seizure when I was at my boyfriend at the house, my boyfriend at the time, and I like whacked my face on the sink in his bathroom and like split my face open and all. And it was the week before Halloween, which worked out well because I was dressed up as Tarzan's wife Jane for Halloween, and I had a scar on my face, which was worked out well. I didn't have to put a fake one on because I had real wounds. But when I came home to my Amanda, I was like, I've taken a seizure tonight, like a proper seizure. Should have went to hospital, but everyone was like, what's happening, send her home.
Oh yeah.
And my Amanda were like, no you haven't.
They were gaslighting you into thinking you didn't have a seizure.
I thought, oh no, I remember coming around, like, I definitely on my face, and they were all, you didn't. And I was like, okay, I think I need to go to hospital. And then they sent me to boarding school. No. About 3 months later, I had another one in school, like during class, and they rang my ma and an ambulance, and that's when my ma, and I was never smug. I was the smuggest bitch in that school. My ma coming in, and I was like, well, well, well.
What's all this then?
Who's the epileptic now? My ma was like, you did take a seizure that time. I'm very sorry.
My ma, I had broken arm for a week, and my ma and dad didn't believe me.
No.
Yeah.
How did you break it fighting?
No, I was, it was raining.
Punching
was
some bird out in Minnesota.
I slipped in the in the Dunville Park, fell off the monkey bars and broke my arm. But I was not allowed in the Dunville Park.
Oh.
So I couldn't say I was in the Dunville Park. So I made up a lie.
Yes.
And they knew I was lying.
So
and
the whole thing was a lie then?
I was going like, my arm is broken.
Arm's in the shape of a donkey.
School, like, all week. And then they finally believed me. And I remember, I walked in the room. Look at me now, Dad. Look at me now.
My arm's hanging off.
I don't care.
But that's what I mean. Like, how smug as a child, you're in so much pain. Your arm's broken in 9 places and you're all, ha ha. I even remember shaving my legs for the first time years before I was allowed to. And this will happen to you with your girls too, where they'll be like strange things that you don't think about, but there'll come a time where they'll want to shave their legs and you won't let them because they're too young, even though they're hairy Marys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I remember not knowing what to do because I was only about 9 or 10. Yes, I had hair legs, 9 or 10, right? Whatever, get over it. And I got like a disposable, like Bic razor, and like shaved a patch of my leg. Didn't know to use water or shaving foam or anything. Oh my God, now that even thinking about it. And I cleaned the razor blade with my thumb. I like slid it along the razor blade to get rid of the hair. And I was all, and I was like, I can't scream or anything. My man and I are downstairs and they'll know I'm trying to shave my legs. They've obviously told me I'm not allowed to shave my legs yet. And I went down to my brother and I was all, what am I going to do? Fucking thumb's hanging off and I've been shaving my legs. And me and him concocted the story that I had been, do you know where you have like a cork pin board?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, say that you were trying to put a pin into the pin board, but you had it the wrong way around and you stuck it into your thumb and then you were like jiggling it about and the whole thing ripped open. So I downstairs this whole thing going, is it in the pin board? I just need stitches, please. I'm not well. But like your man dad can fucking see through it. Like, yeah, they're like, you're a lying bastard. This is just like that seizure time, is it? I? Or the epileptic. But my man dad, like my daddy, whenever I was growing up, used to tell me, as we were saying about earlier on, like lies your parents tell you. My daddy used to tell me that he wrote all the songs on the radio. So if a song would come on, my dad would be like, that's another one of mine. And I would go into school and be like, my dad would that. If they were like, Uptown Girl, I'd be like, it's my dad's. And they'd be like, why does he not have a car then? Like, we're just being humble, right? But like, my dad was like, convinced me for years. I think it was till I was about 10 or 11 or 12 and I started to go, do you really know Louis Walsh?
How close are you to Billy Joel? Come on, tell the truth.
Was it really between you and Brian McFadden from Essex? I don't think it was. I feel like he's lying to me. when you came to the end of your like actual fighting career, you knew that was like the best decision. And then and obviously your brother's still fighting. Do you sometimes be like, oh, I'd love to still be fighting?
Oh, no,
or
no,
you're
no,
like, I'm done,
no.
Out, yeah.
Like it's never crossed my mind. I haven't put a pair of gloves on to punch him. I have a bag and have a gym in the house. Like,
yeah.
But no, haven't got hit in the head or punched in the nose since.
Like, I mean, isn't that lovely?
That's fantastic.
Not being hit.
Fantastic. Some days it's not. No, like some days you'd prefer because...
Then...
You're talking... Like, a lot of things you're doing. This side is a lot more... stressful and strenuous on
Yeah.
Dealing with people.
Yeah. Well, you're in charge as well, so it's a lot to manage. Like
it's a lot easier just to go, I'm going to punch you.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you just punch him.
Dance, monkey, dance.
You know, right? But on the other side of it is, the puppet master, so you have to kind of...
It's a lot more work.
A lot more work, but it's enjoyable. But I really enjoy it. I've always enjoyed it, even when I was actually fighting, I would have...
So you knew that would be potentially where
you're... No, had zero clue.
Oh, really?
Had zero clue.
It's just happened then.
I had a feeling like with Michael, I was always going to kind of, and I would have told him, I'd like relayed different things on him that was going through my life and my career and what way to do it and what way not to do it. Because
see, isn't that great to have somebody who's done it already and then you can live through their
experience.
That's
the firstborn. Yeah. You know, like that's like. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't make the same mistakes with the second child. No, I know.
That's why the firstborn's able, not holding the hand.
Yeah.
He's fail or whatever, so you go on. But it was good.
Did you enjoy being hit?
Weirdly enough, you do. Not enjoyed, but you just become accustomed to it. Your body becomes used to it.
Yeah. Like, like when you're in a camp and stuff and you're like getting ready to fight, do you be like, I can't wait just to get...
No, I don't think like that. But I have no fear to it.
Of being hit? Aye. Well, then I think that's maybe because you're desensitized to it, because you've been hit so much that it's like, well, that's your job. Like, yeah. That's part of... This is normal.
Yeah.
But Sean came back to me from one of his sparring sessions one day and he was all... for this comedian's boxing match, and he was like, I think I really like being hit. And I was like, you need a therapist.
There's something now. There's a Netflix documentary waiting on this guy.
Yeah, he's all just fucking... And I was like, I think it's because you're dead inside. You are finally going to feel something. Do you know, like, it's great getting punched. And I was like, you need to... You've so many kids and a wife. You need to rethink where you're, like... You know, where your happiness is lying at the moment, because it's lying and being fucking decked in the cheek. It's a weird one, like... So with Michael fighting, you don't like watch him going, oh, that would be... You're just like, that's the next chapter.
I'd be 10 times worse in terms of nerves and feeling.
Do you?
I prefer to be actually the one. It's like you can control the controllables. You're the one actually fighting. He's 10 times better than I am, but it's out of my control.
Yeah.
You always want to be in control, especially being an older brother.
Yeah.
And making sure everything is okay. But sitting outside and being helpless is... It's terrible.
So when Michael was on this podcast, I said to him, I used to live beside your brother's mural in West Belfast. As I used to live like on the road that it's painted on. As I live beside Jamie's mural. And he was like, that's my mural. And I was like, oh fuck, sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry. That I lived there for like 3 years and the whole time I thought it was you.
It says his fucking name
on it. I don't know. And then the press went wild about it. There was one article in Dublin. It was like podcaster slams.
Serious, sir?
Oh, there was an article in Dublin. I think somebody sent me it. I think I might have sent it to your brother then, and he already had seen it. That it was like fucking rude podcaster. Confuses the Colin brothers. And it was like, I don't know why I thought it was you the whole time. His name's on it, so you walk past it every day going to work.
It doesn't look like
him. Jamie. It doesn't look like him either.
No, it doesn't. No. It was, what, 20 years? 10 years ago?
Yeah, at least 10 years ago. Yeah.
And it's still there.
Is it still there?
It's still there. Yeah.
Wonder who they'll paint over it with.
From Camden Street? I don't know.
Yeah. Don't give the address away. Well, I don't live there now.
But you actually lived in Camden Street?
I lived there for a couple of years.
Well, we were born. We lived there.
I know. Well, that's why it's painted there, isn't it?
No, The guy who owned that house, he painted it. Well, actually, he lived next door to it. He's a painter.
All right.
There's a lot of the murals up and down the falls. So,
Mick
and his son were good friends. He used to run about in the same area and all that stuff. And then
he'd done it
off his own bat, like, while Michael was in London.
His son must be so, like, devastated. Like, you're drawing a mural of my mate and not me. You're like... Have I not made you proud?
Are you not proud of my accounting career, father?
Yeah, draw me up there with a fucking filing cabinet, please.
He was in Jordan's class in boarding school.
Right, we'll do our Remember When moments because we need to finish up soon. So, cool. Jordan, what is your Remember When moment?
So,
you actually have to come up with a moment. I thought you were just going to make one up.
Oh, we can. Yeah. We'll go with the flow here. All I said to you was, please don't say 9/11.
Oh, okay.
All of your boxing counterparts say 9/11 when they come on here. They always go, remember 9/11? I'd be like, yeah, that's the end of that. Yeah. Or who was it said about Princess Diana dying? I don't know. Somebody, might have been Paddy Barnes or something, but they love a good tragedy.
So anyway, do you remember 9/11? No. So this was back in 2000. It was when they had just made The Odyssey and the Giants had their first ever home game at the Odyssey Arena. And this was the 2nd of December 2000. We all went as a family because my family is obsessed with sport. And ice hockey is probably one of the main ones that my dad really likes. So we all
went
there.
That's why they went to Canada.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we go to the game and a puck flies out and my brother gets it.
Oh, my God.
And I'm, what age? I'm 7 at this point. And I see my brother get it. and I am livid. I start bawling out, like just completely crying. And it was at the end of the game. And one of the players, because we were sat just as the players were going back into the changing rooms. Mm-hmm. The player sees me absolutely crying my lamps out, like, and he goes onto the ice and picks up the puck that they were using and comes up and gives it to me. And from that point on, I've been going, like, I had a season ticket for like some like 7 years, like back to back. And I was like, right, from that point on, I was obsessed with it.
Yeah.
The next home game was supposed to be on the 13th of December and it got cancelled. Because Bill Clinton was in Belfast.
Bastard.
And he was using the Odyssey as a, like a speech or something like that. Yeah, pretty much. And from that point on, I have no longer been able to forgive Bill Clinton.
I mean, there's a lot of things that's the only, he's unforgivable
that's
for.
That's the only thing that I can forgive him for.
We have a puck in our house from the Belfast Giants.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know how we got it, but it was at a game anyway, but I don't think anyone caught it. But I think there might have been a thing where you could go on to the ice and yeah,
they've. I think they're still doing that. Like after the game, she can like skate around with the Giants and stuff like
right.
that. Which is pretty cool.
I have zero interest in ice hockey, but have you ever been to ice hockey?
Yes.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's a show. It's like a piece of theatre. Mm. They're all like battering each other and then they all go put into the sin bin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they just like see the noise of them slamming against the side of it. Like it's fun to be at. And then you want to win a subway.
Yep,
you want to get a subway out of the subway.
Did they do that here?
Yes.
So they actually
subway sandwich.
The US.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So they hold a big subway gun and they'd be like, poof, and shoot so full footlongs under the audience. It's the best. We've definitely got subways before.
Oh, I have been going, what, for like 22 years, never got anything. And they go down the aisles, they give away tickets to W5.
The cinema.
Yeah, the cinema.
When it existed.
Cookies and stuff like that. I have never won anything like that.
Cinema's big.
No, but the movie house cinema is closed.
Oh, it's
It's Cineworld now.
Cineworld.
Oh.
It's massive.
Oh, right.
It's huge, yeah. It's massive. Is it? And they do the 4D cinema thing there.
Yeah.
Is that where like, the water comes out?
The water comes out. The seats shake.
Yeah.
But to be fair, every seat that I sit in shakes.
That's a Parkinson's.
But no, it's great. Yeah. So that's my remember when. Yeah. Remember when I have a vendetta against Bill Clinton.
Oh, right. Well, that took a turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love how they make it. I have no idea following who's winning, what's happening. But and then all the cheerleaders and all, that's a thing.
The Yanks do it 10 days better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's a proper spectacle, yeah. Like with them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's a full show.
Mm.
It's a night out. It's not just, like, you could go to ice hockey and not give a shit about the actual sport.
And
like
still have a great time.
I'm still having a great time. This is, like, they're catering for everyone.
Mm. Yeah.
Who likes Subway?
Yeah, who like turkey and ham. They've got it covered.
That's
like.
Just it. But we used to sometimes get invited into one of the media boxes when we would go. And then, because we knew O'Keefe, or what do you call him?
The coach.
Adam Keefe, yeah.
Adam Keefe. God. We had been friendly with him and we'd done some stuff with him before. So we would get up to the media box where you get Subways up there before you didn't even have to catch them.
Yeah, it wasn't a lottery anymore. You just got them.
Madison Square Garden in New York.
No, you're taking the piss.
They gave us, for the New York Knicks, the basketball.
Fuck.
Like we sit next to the, on the press row. But then on they go 10 times better.
See your
Subway?
Oh, Jesus.
See when you go in, you go for something neat.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah. Foot court.
No, it's a sweet no, private like, box thing. And then the last time we went, Stranger Things, all the cast Stranger Things.
No way.
Tracy Morgan. Who else was there?
Is
one
that
we
get a fast?
No, Tracy Morgan, the comedian.
No, I know.
Ah, yeah. Like, you're comedians here. I pulled his name out of the hat.
Is Tracy Chapman a man or a woman?
A woman. It's I a always woman. Get confused too.
And I thought it was a man.
That's a woman singing that song, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll still not remember that the next time. It's one of those things I'll not accept that information. I'll still question it forever.
Doubt it.
Yeah. So you didn't have remember my moment just because you... Obviously, I didn't explain myself properly.
No, because you sent a voice note... And then just rambled?
Yeah.
See if you send a message.
No.
No?
I'm more of a voice note kind of person.
I love a voice note. I think it's a fantastic creation in our new society. No. But you end up, like, I always find myself just drifting off the actual
tangent.
Point. like randomly start going.
That's what this podcast relies on. Yeah,
you know, start asking like different things. So you remember when moment has to be something I remember or everyone remembers?
Either or. It's just content, Jimmy.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to tell a story about the first time I ever went on the beak in school. And my
What's on the beak mean?
Yeah, skipping school.
Skipping school, no.
On the beak?
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
We say daubing.
What?
That's too close to dogging.
Yeah, but well, that's what we did when we were daubing. On the beak.
On the beak,
So you were, that's
it was,
on
it
the
was
beak.
The very first thing that came to my mind, because you said,
you
kept saying, you can't speak about 9/11, so all I'm thinking about 9/11. That's it. Like while Jordan started his conversation about the Belfast Giants and hating Bill Clinton, I'm going to myself, 9/11.
Don't speak about 9/11. It's like Fawlty Towers.
And then started thinking, like, Bill Clinton wasn't the president in 9/11. George Bush, what? 9/11. And then trying to drag it back.
Where did you go and what age were you when you went on the beak?
I was pretty late. As I said, I was very good in school, but my friends and my younger brother Brenton and my cousin, who was always the bad influence, they weren't. And we went on the beak to the Falls Park.
Right.
Fantastic day.
Yeah.
But unbeknownst that we did not tame our, Brenton, my brother, didn't tame his bathroom breaks well. So he's busting for a shite about halfway through the day. It was the best crack ever, knowing that someone was...
Because he can go in again.
I can go in.
Oh, why? Suppose too, because if he went into like any of the wee local places, they'd be like, why are you not in school?
I just wanted to call him, why are you not in school?
He's going to get caught.
Don't tell my dad.
So what, they all the shit done all day?
No, he
Shot on his
leg. He shot himself.
he went in the bushes in the Falls Park. No, he didn't.
Oh,
he didn't.
And his shit is there to
He's a doctor leaf. He's a doctor leaf. The same Falls Park where he broke his leg jumping across again. I think we're on the beak and he jumped across and...
Broke his leg?
He broke his leg across the river.
Nobody believed him in the house.
No, some fella had to put him in the back of the car driving down. And we were going like, our brains are in the car, some fella.
The fucking things you do when you're younger, do you know what I mean?
No.
We used to go to I remember going to, we daubed.
I just outed our bread in here twice now for shitting in the park and getting...
Nobody will get slagged for shitting himself in the park.
No, I actually think he went to a garage on the Falls
then
Road.
Fucked.
Maguire's garage.
He used the loads of toilet roll and went to a garage. He still smells of shit.
And I'm still thinking, I was in school in 9/11.
So was I. We're not talking about 9/11. Elko man. Right, thank you so much both of you for joining me on the podcast today. Thank you.
Thanks.
Is there anything you want to plug? Instagram handles or Twitter handles and anything? No.
Jordan.
Oh yeah, no, I got this.
Jordan
Robinson Comedy on Instagram. Do loads of gigs, they're all up there. And I also do two podcasts, one with Darren Matthews called Injury Time and another one called Book Line and Sinker. It's like a book club podcast with Rachel McPeak.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, no, that's we're recording the second episode this week. So, yeah, it's like a kind of.
Do you
like,
read a book?
Yeah. So
each week.
Each week. Yeah.
Shit,
I know. I know. But we started small. We read like
pamphlets.
the old man in the sea.
Here's a meningitis pamphlet from the doctors. We'll discuss that on the podcast.
The first episode was Old Man in the Sea, and it's only like 90 pages.
Okay.
And Animal Farm, and then we'll get to War and Peace when it's like, I don't know, 1,000 pages. Or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
In a week.
You can do a book in a week.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck for a play.
I mean, we all could. But like,
oh yeah, I don't.
Have to
I don't
invest the time in it.
I don't have to look after children that much. I get like 2 hours a day where I have to look after them, and then I'm grand.
But I bet you, if I like stopped scrolling on my phone and read a book, I'd read a book in a week.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I read a book. I read a book. But I would struggle to get through. I start to drift off the end, you know. I'm an end of the night guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd make you sleepy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And every night I read a book.
Yeah. You do?
Aye, every night.
Oh, aye,
aye.
But you just get sleepy and then you not forget the bit that you read?
No.
Oh, that always happens.
I started to feel myself going to sleep and going, fucking going to sleep.
Yeah. Mm. I've reread loads of bits of the same books, usually autobiographies, because I'm like, I can't remember.
No,
I'm not. At the point where she killed her husband yet.
I'll get distracted if I'm listening, to something.
Yeah.
I'll go lift my phone when you're listening to it, and then I'm not even listening to him no more. I'm listening to
audiobooks.
A voice note from someone else.
Audiobook it. Cheat.
No, I couldn't do that.
But nobody will know except for us and everyone who listens to this podcast.
Very true. No, I don't know. I like reading. I genuinely find it enjoyable. So,
how many pages a day do you read?
Well, it depends. Like when I'm not gigging, I would probably just like sit and that read continuously.
That is the worst chat up line I've
ever heard. How many pages are you getting in for night to
go? You're in a double digits, sir.
What reading group are you in school?
Are you in the red table or the blue table?
It's a genuine question. I'm really interested in notes, so I can compare notes here.
It's a very innocent.
Am I an idiot here for only getting three pages an eighth class?
I wouldn't put Jordan as the barometer. He runs a book club, so I wouldn't measure your.
Oh no, no, I
actually misread her messages again on the coming on because mm-hmm. Did she say Jordan Peterson? Jordan Peterson is on. And I go, Jordan Peterson's going to be on this podcast. I don't know how, like, but.
I can do the
accent.
But he's as brainy, it seems like.
Right, thank you so much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure. Have a lovely day. Thanks for everybody for listening and watching and I don't know whatever you're doing. Reading. What is this on?